Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Christ the King Redemptive Ministries Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. I, along with my husband, Apostle Christopher McQueen, would like to take the time to thank you for joining us. I am your hostess, Prophetess Crystal McQueen. We want to invite you to share with us as we study the Word of God. It is our purpose to help you grow, mature, be healed, and prosper by teaching you the Word of God. We encourage you to get involved with the lesson. You may call into the show at 1-718-766-4583 or join in with the chat sessions during the show. We welcome your questions, comments, and prayer requests. Please visit us at our website at www.ctkr.org. This is a helpful place for you to learn about us and help us expand the kingdom of God. There you can become a partner with us and see our upcoming events. We are looking forward to sharing the Word of God with you. Be blessed in the Lord and enjoy the broadcast.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen, a prophet McQueen, of Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, and this is the Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. We're so happy that you would join us today. We know that truly there is a word from the Lord for you today, and it is Resurrection Sunday coming tomorrow. Amen. And we're excited about it because we know that He got up. Amen. But before we get into all of that, we want to go into our announcement, and we want to do our morning prayer. So I'll turn it over to none other than Prophetess Crystal McQueen. Prophetess.
Good morning, everybody. God bless you. Once again, welcome to our show, Kingdom Lifestyle Broadcast, with none other than Apostle Christopher McQueen and myself. God bless you all once again. In the way of announcements, they are as follows. Every Tuesday at 7 p.m. and Saturday at 10:30 a.m., join us for Kingdom Lifestyles Broadcast. Every Thursday at 7 p.m., join me for Prophetic Atmosphere. And you can hear all of our shows live at www.ctkr.org. As many of you know, that is also our website. We invite you there, and we even ask that you would become a prayer partner and a vision partner with this ministry, helping us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. If any of you would like information concerning our church prayer request, or you would like Apostle McQueen or myself to come at any of your ministerial engagements, as you're on our website, www.ctkr.org, go to the Contact Us page located at the top. Click there, follow the instructions, and someone will contact you within 12 to 24 hours. Amen. Also want to let you know that Christ the King Redemptive Ministries and Women of Prophetic Destiny has a Facebook page. Go to our Facebook page and like us there. Let us know how this broadcast is blessing your life. Amen. Those are the announcements for this morning. Let's go to prayer and then immediately get into the Word of God to hear what He has to say unto His people. Come on, let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank You this day that You have made. This is a new day. This is the day that You got up. This is resurrection power. Father, we bless Your holy name in this place. Wherever Your people are, we just give Your name all the glory, the praise, and the honor. Father, even now, as the man of God begins to come and minister the word, we ask that You would just touch him with Your wisdom, with Your revelation knowledge. Let him bring forth the word in power and in clarity this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that You would begin to touch the hearts and the minds of Your people. Give us the mind of Christ in everything that we do. Father, give us the strength and the will to complete Your assignment in the earth in the name of Jesus. Father, even now we pray for those who are not saved. We ask that as we begin to minister this word, that it will begin to prick the hearts of the unchurched, that you will begin to pull them in by your precious anointing, where people must say, what must I do to be saved? I want this Jesus. Father, we just ask that our lives will begin to exemplify you in everything that we do. God, we praise your name, we glorify you, and we thank you for all that you have done. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen.
And amen. Thank you for that dynamic prayer. We know that indeed this is a special time in Christendom. We are excited because this is when we celebrate the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But I tell you what's very important is that if he had not died, he couldn't get up. Amen. So we're celebrating the fact that he chose to honor the Father's plan for his life. Amen. And he got up. Amen. And because of that, we have the life that we have. We have the blessings that we have. And we have the opportunities that we have, knowing that it is God's will for us to live, amen, this kingdom lifestyle. We are excited about that. Amen. Amen. Today we want to go into the Word, and we're going to go into Matthew, the 28th chapter, and starting at about the first verse, familiar passage of Scripture, and I'm quite sure that there will be several who will minister along these lines. But this is something that we have to put into perspective. We have to look at, we have to gain an understanding of what it is that God is speaking to us and what he's done for us. Amen. The Bible simply says here, Matthew 28, starting at the first verse, it says, now after the Sabbath, at the first day of the week began, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene, amen, and the other Mary came to the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it, amen. His countenance was like lightning, and his clothing was white as snow. And the guards shook for fear because of him and become like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, do not be afraid, for it is I. For you know that I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen. Amen. As he said, come see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. So they went out quickly from the tomb with fear and great joy, and ran to bring his disciples word. Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of this word. Now, the thing that I want us to look at is here Jesus is, this is the account of Jesus' resurrection, amen. And to think about this, we're going to take several things out of this, but the thing I want us to look at is the fact that he rose, and he was already gone when they came to find him where he lay. Amen. And it is those times that we look at that he has given us word, he has given us instructions, and as he has given us the word and the instructions, sometimes we'll go back looking for him where he spoke, where we saw, you know, where he was. But God is a progressive God. Amen. He's always moving. amen, but he's always the same, amen. And what I mean by that is that although he is progressing forward, he's constantly moving, amen, he never changes his character, amen. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. If God spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass. It shall be according to his word because God cannot lie. So when he tells you something, you can take it to the bank. Brother, sister, it's going to happen exactly like he said. Amen. Here we see this account that is of Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came after the Sabbath. Amen. But you have to understand that today would not be considered the Sabbath. Or today will be considered the Sabbath, amen. And tomorrow, Sunday, will be the first day of the week, amen. I know that modern day in how we look at things, Monday is the first day of the week. But back during these times, Sunday will be the first day of the week, amen. So Jesus had already risen when they came for him. Not that the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, amen, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb, amen. Now, they came to see the tomb knowing that he was inside. And let me say something here, because a lot of times we pay homage, amen, to those who have gone on. I remember a spiritual mother who birthed out myself and prophetess, as a son of thunder, and my wife has a daughter of Zion, amen. She told us constantly, don't be building no shrines unto me. I don't want y'all worshiping me. You know, y'all get me in trouble with God trying to put me on pedestals and things like that. I'm a vessel used by God, and I'm going to do what he told me to do, but don't y'all put me up here on no pedestal because y'all get me in trouble doing that, amen? And sure enough, when Mother passed, there were several who came trying to, number one, get the anointing from the mantle that was left, amen? And the second thing is people were trying to remember when Mother. Remember when Mother, I remember Mother said, I remember when Mother did. I remember how Mother did, you know, when we went over to, remember the fast that we went on. Remember the fast that she did for 150 days. Remember how this is, remember how that, listen, the thing that she said that I remember, and I believe the prophetess remember, she said, y'all going to be different. Y'all not going to be like the other one. Y'all need to get what y'all got and then take it and go do something with it. God gave y'all an assignment. Go do the work that God gave you to do. Don't be sitting around here trying to lay each other out, preach revelation to each other. We got enough Jesus in here. The world needs to hear this gospel. Demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. Amen. So when I go back and I remember those words, she said, listen, after I'm done, don't put me on a pedestal. And don't come to worship the shrine where they laid. Amen. Here is Mary Magdalene and the other Mary, and they're here. And while they're there, they're looking at the tomb where Jesus had been laid. Amen. Huh? So they came to deal with his body, amen. You have to understand that Mary had already broken the alabaster box, amen. His body had already been prepared for his death and his burial, amen. Amen. So here they are then looking at the place where he lay. Is he really dead? Is this it? He had such an impact upon our life. And now what do we have left? Where is he? Where can we see him? Amen. Amen. The Bible says that, behold, second verse, a great earthquake. there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. Amen. And I wish I had time. I would preach a message, the stone is rolled away. Why are you still in your tomb? Amen. See, we have to understand that Jesus was already gone. And I'm going to keep saying this. Jesus was already gone before them to Galilee. When they got to the tomb, Jesus was already on the way to Galilee. Amen. Y'all see that? Okay. Amen. So the angel rolled away the stone and sat on the door. In other words, he removed the obstacle and then made sure that it wouldn't move. Y'all have to understand that surely goodness and mercy are three angels, amen, and surely it's the one that sat on the door, amen, if you will. Surely it shall not move. It will not go anywhere. God will keep his promise, amen. It shall be what he said, amen. Look at this. Look at this. His countenance was like lightning. His clothing was white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became as dead men. Goes back, if you will, to the Garden of Gethsemane when they came to find Jesus. Amen. We see this. They said, are you Jesus? And he said, I am he. And when he said, I am he, they fell before him as dead men. Amen. Here they are. Here the angel has come down, and the guards are shaking for fear of him. And they became as dead men, falling down. And I want to tell you, there's an awe that needs to come back to the church. Amen. We need to have an awe of him. Amen. We don't fear nobody. We ain't scared of nobody. Can't nobody tell us nothing. Amen. And the problem with that is that if can't nobody tell you anything, then no one can lead you. No one can lead you. You cannot go forward with instruction because no one can instruct you because you know it all. Amen. Sometimes we need to become as children and let the Lord lead us. Amen. And those that he placed in front of us, we need to hear the word. Amen. We need to understand the word. Amen. As it's given to us. Now, let me add something to this. You need to also study the word. Amen. Because a lot of times we have these preachers out here, certain pastors, want the people to hold on to their word. They don't want you to learn the scripture. You know, if you need anything, come to me. You know, if you gonna get a revelation, get it from me. Listen, every man must work out his soul salvation with fear and trembling. Amen. And because that is true, then that means that we have to take time to study the word. Amen. And as we study the word, then he'll give us revelation in that word. Amen. Amen. But the thing is that we have to now learn how to have an awe. There has to be reverence brought back into the household of faith. People have so many opinions. Amen. Of what the gospel is and what they want to believe. We have so many, there's so many theologies out there. Gnostic theology, where a prophetess was telling me about something that she was looking into or she came across called the theology of Nice, the gospel of Nice, amen. Where people are more concerned about social elements than they are about spiritual purity. Prosperity theology is more concerned about wealth and living opulent lifestyles of what we can show as God has given us, amen, and they get money any way that they can. And instead of looking at how you are misrepresenting Christ, by what you're doing, they turn around and tell people, you know, that you can only demonstrate the gift of God by showing the prosperity of the kingdom. So they go after, you know, money as a means to demonstrate how deep and spiritual they are. Amen. And that's not scripturally sound nowhere. Amen. We are not commanded, amen, to get wealth. We're commanded to preach the gospel. Amen. So we have people who are out here with all these different gospels and theologies. Amen. And if you don't study, you'll hear something that sounds about right, that won't be right, and can lead you some places that you wish you had never gotten to. Amen. There's no awe in the body of Christ anymore. Amen. We want the victory of the cross, but we don't want the conversion of the cross. Amen. We want to celebrate the death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, but we don't want to take up our own cross and die to our flesh. Amen. See, when we look at this day is not only a celebration of what Jesus did, it is a reminder of what we need to be doing. Amen. We need to be getting up on our own cross. Amen. When you look at this day, this isn't about Easter bunnies. This isn't about Easter eggs. This isn't about peeps. This isn't about jelly beans and all the rest of that. You know, there's so many children who are going to be sugar shocked. Amen. Huh? Trying to eat as much candy as they can. Churches having all kind of Easter egg hunts and everything else because we want the children to be able to experience some of this. Wait a minute, listen. After all is said and done, remember this, amen, that after you have celebrated all of the worldly and all the pagan points of Easter, it's not Easter for us, amen. We're not worried about all of that. We're worried about resurrection, amen. And as we celebrate resurrection, it calls us to a place where we have to be responsible for our cross. Amen. When you get an awe back in church, amen, and back in God, then you'll start looking at all of these things, and you'll begin to celebrate not the cross only, but the resurrection power, amen, that is given to us because of the cross, amen, amen. Look what it says here in the fifth verse as we move on. It says, but the angel answered and said to the woman, do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. Now, the thing is that when they came looking for Jesus. The synoptic gospels show us, as well as the book of John shows us that they had came looking for Jesus because they were going to anoint his body and prepare him for the burial, amen, that will be customary with them, amen. And thank God that he had already been prepared, amen, for his burial by the alabaster box, the oil that was in that. But they came to seek him so that they could do right by the body. Amen. And when they get there, this is the scene that they see. They see the stone rolled away. They see the guards laying as dead men. And they see an angel set upon the stone. And the angel speaks to them and tells them, you know, don't be afraid. I know you came seeking Jesus. Amen. Huh? So you came seeking Jesus, but guess what? He's not here. He's already gone. Amen. Hmm? Look what he says to them, sixth verse. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said.
And again, let me say this. There's some things that God has spoken to you and told you in your life that the enemy has told you will never come to pass. If you keep the faith or hold on to it, don't worry about it. After all is said and done, you will see it come to pass. It will come to life. Amen. And things that the devil has tried to kill, God has the ability to raise it up. I know you think that you went past your time and you messed it all up, but you can't mess up something that God has set up. Sometimes God allows you to go past you so you can recognize and realize that when it comes to pass, the glory won't go to you because you recognize and realize it was you that messed it up. Amen? But God knows when he's going to breathe upon it to bring it to life. I was sharing something with prophetess not too long ago, and I said, people look all the time trying to qualify, this, that, and the other. They try to say, when I get to this, I'll be able to do that. And when I get down the road and we get these resources together, we'll be able to do. And truth be told, God ain't never asked you about what you could do. He ain't never asked you about your stuff. Huh? He never asked you if you were able to do something. Amen? He always said, listen, if you put it together, then I can breathe on it. And when I breathe on it, then I'll bring it to life. Amen? Huh? Amen. God knows how to do what needs to be done. So he'll call you or he'll cause it to come to life. He'll cause it to be resurrected at the right time. Amen? Amen. Now, as it says here, he said, come and see the place where the Lord lay. The testimony is, after all is said and done, and people have written you off, and people said that you couldn't do it, and that it won't happen, and that it won't occur, and that you messed it up, and all the rest of that. After all of that has happened, then God turns around and brings it into fruition. He gets the glory out of it. Amen? Once he gets the glory out of it, then he turns around and shows it back to you. Now, why do we give him glory? This is the part where we see where we laid it down. We messed it up. But God resurrected it. Amen? Where the Lord laid is part of the testimony that the enemy meant for him to stay there. But he's not there. And there's many people right now who are still looking for a crucified Christ. I remember someone was talking to me about the fact that I had a cross on and said, why do you have Jesus still on the cross? And I said, because he died. They said, yeah, but he's resurrected. You need to take off that cross and get a cross where there's no Christ on it because he's not still on your cross. And my thing is listen, that may be deep and wonderful, but reality here is that he had to get on the cross to get off the cross. Amen? Huh? And if he got on the cross to get off the cross, I can see him on the cross knowing he ain't there. I can see him off the cross knowing he was there. Amen? Amen. Yes, yes. Now let's look at this. Let's look at this here. Verse 7. And go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you. As I said before,
at the point that they're seeing all of this, Jesus had already risen.
Amen.
This wasn't one of those things where he finally, you know, after speaking to them, you know, in this passage here, is trying to figure out what he's going to do. Okay, well, I've risen, so now what am I going to do? No, he's on task, amen. He's dealing with his purpose. Here he is, the testimony he is going before you says that he's already moving to do what he needs to do. Amen. And if he's doing what he needs to do, then you need to be about your business as well. Do what God called you to do. Amen. Don't let this be behavior for non-activity. Amen. If God called you, then you need to be about what God called you to do. The testimony of the cross is that we have seen the passion of Christ. We saw him beat. We saw him falsely accused. We saw him whipped. And I don't understand how we get so upset at times and forget that if they lied on him, they're going to lie on us. If they talked about him, they're going to talk about us. Amen? See, he is the example that goes before. We got to stop acting as if he's the example that went before, so now we don't have to go at all. You need to get up, get your cross. I said it before. You have to understand that Simon, amen, was pulled by the Roman soldiers to help Jesus carry the cross up to Golgotha. But even when Jesus got to Golgotha, Simon couldn't get on the cross. And some of you have been waiting for somebody to carry the cross and also get on the cross. You know, we become a society of people who don't want to take any time to go through anything because we have already arrived past everything. Amen? And that's just foolishness. God called us into this life so that we could live and demonstrate the power of the kingdom of God. How can you demonstrate miracle signs and wonders where you don't go, you're afraid to go around places where there's miracles needed? Huh? Where there's signs needed. Amen? Huh? Where there's wonders needed. See, you have to understand that if there's miracle signs and wonders that are needed, then there are people or situations or circumstances where miracle signs and wonders are needed. That means it's not your opportune or your comfort zone. You're outside of that, amen? This is where you're being tested and tried. This is where your resources are being stretched thin. This is where your faith has to step up, amen? See, we don't want to be in those places. We want to have it all the time together. We want always to be the best that it could be without any of the other concerns, any of the other problems. Don't give me any of that stuff. Let me have my, give me my reward, amen, without be doing any of the tasks. And we can't have that. God is trying to get us to a place where we stop being children about this. And we simply stand up. We simply grow up. Amen. We mature into the things of God.
And one of the things that we have to do in maturing is that we have to let go of some of the childish things that we had before. Amen? My grandson and my son were just visiting. Amen. And one thing that I noticed that as they were here is that there are things that my grandson wants, and when he can't get it, he throws a fit, or he throws a tantrum, or I might as well say realistically, he tries to, amen, huh? And the reason he does it is because he doesn't understand why he cannot have what he wants to have at the point that he wants to have it. Amen? But my son, being much older, looks at him and says, you know, hey, you're not going to get that now. You're going to get this. This is what we need to do. And even though my grandson would be upset, it doesn't deter my son from his path. Amen? Now, let's make this a spiritual thing here, because there are some things that we have been asking and looking for and trying to get that God has said, now is not the time. This is what's needful. Amen? You're looking for your blessing. You're looking for the next level. You're looking for your stuff. Amen? And God said, listen, I got to get your stewardship together. I got to get your focus together. I got to get you to put some stuff on the cross because you refuse to crucify and mortify the flesh. So before you can get the wealth of the wicked, you got to stop being the wicked. Amen? Before you can get the fullness and the fat of the land, huh? I got to get you focused on what the assignment in the kingdom is so that when you get the resources, you don't squander them upon yourself. Amen? I know it's not that popular preaching. I know it's not the popular thing that you're looking at because it doesn't celebrate you. It tells you that you have to develop attitude and a persona, amen, if you will. You have to develop, amen, if you will, a focus on your development. We stop preaching about change. We start talking about everything's going to change around us. But we stop preaching that we need to change. Amen? So why I got to change? Because that's part of your development. But why I have to develop? Because you can't inherit the kingdom being who you were. There's nobody that Jesus met that he didn't challenge to change. So why should you be different? Amen? See, we want everybody else to change and to cater to us. But we forget that the body of Christ, this kingdom, amen, all of this changes. We change for it. So we're being developed. We're being mature. The flesh is dying. You see that? The flesh is dying, but we're getting up. Amen. Our spirit man is standing up strong. See, as you mortify the flesh, then other things can happen around you. Amen. And God knows how to save and deliver the godly, amen? So you're not going into this for destruction. You're going into this for development. And as you get done with it, God will begin to do some things for you. When I see this scripture that says that he is already going on before you to Galilee, amen? Amen? It says, there you will see him. Behold, I have told you. Some of you are still seeking Christ in your personal comfort zone, and you're not going to find him there. Now, it's at this point that we can turn around and start looking at who else wasn't at the tomb. who didn't get the message from the tomb? How come they didn't get the message? Huh? See, when the message comes, we have a responsibility, having been at the tomb or not, to respond to the reality that there's some things that have changed, some things that happened at the tomb. The angel told them, go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead. Who have you told? It is on this day that we deal with the reality that there will be a lot of people who have, went out and bought their dresses. They got the lace. They got all the frills. They got their hat. They got the gloves. You know, I remember those gloves. You know, the little white little lace gloves for the kids. They got their pastel suit. Little girls got their hair done. Little boys got their hair cut. Big girls, big boys got their hair cut and hair done. Fried, dyed, laid to the side, weaved in, sewed in, glued in, however it's in, it's in. You got the best kicks on your feet. You got the car shine. You're going to pull up looking like $1 million. The problem with all of this is that some people only do this a couple of times a year. Amen? Easter being one of them. Because they come to celebrate Easter, that's really where their focus is. The focus is on Easter and not resurrection. So after you have celebrated your Easter, after you have gotten done with the Easter egg hunts and the speeches that they have for the children, they passed out all the Easter baskets with all the goodies in it. What have we done with the cross? What have you done with the message of Christ? What have you done with the resurrection? Brothers and sisters, we have to get back to this. This is what God has called us to. And it's important for us to focus on that. Amen? Amen. Listen, come on, let's pray. Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this. Even, Lord, as we are traveling to do the work that you called us to do, I thank you for the opportunity to minister your word. Now, Lord, even now, I pray that this is not just another Sunday, not just another day, not just another, I came to church because mama asked me. My daddy asked me. My grandmother asked me. You know, my parents and friends and family asked me, so I came to satisfy them. Lord, let this be a time that they come, and let their hearts be pricked. Let this be a changing for them. Let this be a resurrection from a dead life to a life anew. In the name of Jesus. I speak now, Lord, that you would do some things for them, Lord, that would help them to make the decision to take up their cross, to bear it up, to carry it, and to do what needs to be done, Jesus. Lord, you get the glory. You get the honor. You get the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I pray if someone right now is not saying, Lord, that they will pray the prayer. Father, forgive me of my sin. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. I believe that God raised Jesus from the dead. Thank you, Father, for salvation in Jesus' name. Lord, if they prayed that prayer, I pray that you would lead them to a Bible teaching, a Bible believing church. I pray, Lord, that even now they begin to grow and develop and mature in you, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord, right now for those who need miracles, those who are sick in their body, that you would touch them now. Let your healing virtue flow in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that there's a testimony that you are still alive. We know that you're alive. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Listen, go to our website, www.ctkr.org. There you learn more about us. I pray that you become a vision partner with us. Help us to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. It is our desire that you would become a vision partner with us. There are so many things that we need to do fiscally with the body of Christ, and we need your help to do so. Will you please partner with us? Pray about it and let the Lord speak to your heart about what you could give to help us be a greater blessing in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. I'm Apostle Christopher McQueen.
I'm Prophet McQueen.
A Christ the King Redemptive Ministries, reminding you that it's God's will for you to live this kingdom lifestyle. Be blessed in the name of the Lord. We love you, and happy Resurrection Day. Amen.